Daily Reflection and Prayer Circle through April 3rd, 2010. Copyright Noreen Jameson, 2010. It goes without saying that our prayer circle has been a blessing to many, and it occurred to me to do something different this week, rather than myself or Terry writing our group invocation. We all know how to pray in our own unique fashion, so this week, I ask you to use your own invocation or grab one for the from the archives while contemplating our shared mission of who we are, what we stand for, and who and what we've collectively prayed for and about. No matter who or what is on our list, there are people, places, situations, etc. that we always contemplate. Then there are those unasked needs, wants, and desires. Perhaps someone is too shy to come forward. Perhaps it's embarrassment. No matter, as kindred spirits, we know deep in our hearts that we've all been there, and that no matter who our deity is, our prayers are heard and answered. Friends, we are a diverse group who have managed to come together every week for 18 months, accomplishing seemingly impossible goals. If we can do it, I personally cannot see why world governments and big religion cannot follow our lead and just get along as we do. Let's continue to be an example to those who still hold prejudices in their hearts. When it comes down to it, we're all children of the same Creator. While it may be our divine right to free will, it is also our divine duty to respect and honor beliefs that may differ from our own. I am proud that we seamlessly incorporate our various beliefs into something that works so beautifully. I'm proud of our circle and those who participate. It has been my deepest honor to serve, and God willing, I will continue to serve to the best of my ability. I thank you all for your continued diligence as fellow prayer warriors. I look to the day when our prayers become unnecessary. I would also like to thank our Terry Helton, who co-ministers our Grotto Chapel, and without whose assistance, there wouldn't be a continual daily prayer and meditation circle. As above, so below, we mirror and reflect, and with all my heart and soul, I love you all.